Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tainis Daf Tzayin in the Hoiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting in Amud Aleph at the end of the fourth line. So when I brought the story, the Rebbe had a discussion with the Pinchas Ben Yair regarding canceling Shemitah. The Gemara now continues the story and says, Omar Lei, mean Rebbe, told Pinchas Ben Yair, Mishkach Rebbe, does Rebbe want Meichul Iman eat with us, petal tzivchat, petal berries, a little bit berries, Yoyim Adin today. Omar Lein, he said, yeah, I'll come eat by you. Minochas, when Rabbi Chas Yair came, Chamo Malvoso de Rebbe Kaimon, he sees the mules of Rebbe. Omar, kol Eilin Yudoi Zainim, the Jews come and feeding these animals, meaning Rebbe is raising these animals. The Gemara in Chulin says that he said, Malach HaMoviz Bebeiso Vani Yoich Letzloi, because mules are Mazikim, the Briers. I'm not going to see his face going forward, meaning I'm not going to go eat with him. Shamua Kali, so the people heard what he said. Also, Namun Rebbe, they told Rebbe, Shalach Rebbe by Mephayastis. Rebbe tried to appease him. He sent messengers to him. So they ran after Pinchas Beyor, and Motu Bega Bekartis. They reached his city. That's where they found him. Omar, so he didn't want to speak to the messengers of Rebbe. So he said, Mekarti Kuvenli, told, please, people of the city, come, get close to me. So the people of the city came and surrounded Rabbi Chas Ben Yair, not allowing the messengers of Rebbe to get to him. So the messenger said, we're coming in the name of Rebbe. Let us speak to Rabbi Chas Ben Yair. So the people of the city left Rabbi Chas Ben Yair. So Rabbi Chas Ben Yair was still trying to find some separation between him and the Shluchim. Omar, b'nei dili kuvinli, my children come to me. He called his children. And when the children came, Nachtas Isho min Shamayo v'Hakav Taloi, came five of Shamayim and surrounded him, and they couldn't get close to him. Chozun Ramul Rebbe, so the messengers came back to Rebbe. So Omar said, Rebbe, Ohil v'lo zechinu nizba minei ba'al ma'adein, because we now weren't able to eat with him in this world, nizke v'nizba minei la'al ma'adasi, will be with him in the world to come. Halacha be'ezok to Mishnah. Yardu letzmochim avaloi le'ilun, if the rain came down to the plants, not to the tree. Or le'ilun avaloi letzmochim, to the tree and not to the plant. He went to both, but not to pits of water. Right away to do Hasrual. Hasrual means they blow the shofars, and as Reb Chaim points out in the next Mishnah, and they also fast. Says the Gemara, Yardu letzmochim v'lo le'ilun. What does it mean? It came down for plants, not for trees. Tzivchot, tzivchot, very little rain. Le'ilun v'lo letzmochim, trees, but not for plants. Sagin, sagin, came a lot of rain at one shot. So it's good for the trees, not for the plants. Now, from here is a quote of the Mishnah. Lazel lazel avlo leboyos hashirim mehoris, matrim alem yad. Sigmatani masrim aleilon befreis haPesach. When did do a straw when there's not enough rain for the trees? 15 days before Pesach. Leboyos hashirim mehoris, they do a straw for the pits, befreis haTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. And the Pashup Shad is like the second Pashad of Reb Chaim, that if they still need rain on this time of the year, you still daven for it. So even if rain came before, but if it's gone, you still daven for this rain. Says the Gemara, Me'ato, afilu yoyse meken, if you need the rain, so why don't you ask for it even after Shavuos? Says the Gemara, yoyse meken, ma'ase nisim, ve'masriel, ma'ase nisim. To ask for rain after Shavuos is a ma'ase nisim, it's a miracle to have rain in that time. We don't ask for that. Says the Gemara, Rachyo, Reb Chalbu, Bar Popper, that's like Yosef Reb Chaim, B'Shem Reb Lazar. Sometimes rain comes only from one person, even though other people don't have the schus. B'schus Eisev Echot, because of one piece of grass. B'schus Sodeh Echot, because of one land. V'shloshen Pasuk Echot, you learn three of them from the same Pasuk. U'motor Geshem Yiten Lehem Le'ish Eisev Basodeh. That's the Pasuk. Skomor Dashens, Le'ish Avaloi La'anoshim, one person, not many. Le'eisev Avaloi La'asovim, one grass. Basodeh Avaloi Basodeh is one field, not all the fields. Halacha Gimazok the Mishnah. If there's a city that there was no rain in that specific city, Kakasuv, as we see in the Pasuk, achas there's rain in one city, not the other. That's the continuation of the Pasuk. That even in the same city, sometimes parts of the city will have rain, some parts will not have rain. So so that city doesn't have rain, has to do a tainis and kias, has to do both. Here's the Mishnah of the Zion with base. The coast of Israel, all the cities around it, they fast, but they don't blow shofar. They blow shofar, but they don't fast. Why the cities around them has to do something? So the Rishonim bring different explanations, the Rishonim quotes, either because they make suffer from it as well. Because if one city doesn't have food, they're going to come and buy food from other cities, and those cities will lose, there'll be too much of a demand. Or the Pshat is because they care about their brothers. They care about the city next door, it doesn't have food. Says the Gemara, Omav Simon Ksiv, Im Tartiel, Yerhachas, Yerhachas, Leamtir, Chagachas, Timot, Vechelka, Shalot, Tim Tamtir, Leativosh. That's all the Loshon HaPasuk. That one city has, another city does not have, and one part of the city has, the other part does not have. Says the Gemara, first of all, Schuso de Chalko Ovdo, one field is good enough to have rain, similar to what we said before, and here we see from the Pasuk, because it says, Chelko Achas Timot. So, Masha, the rain is coming because of the field, not because of the owner. Says the Gemara, what is the reason the rain comes from above? And you don't have just water coming from the ground. So the Gemara says four explanations. If the rain would come down from here on the ground, so then the bullies would go and take all the water for themselves. Because of the bad clouds. The rain comes and clears out the bad clouds. If the rain comes to the bottom, it won't clear the clouds. Also to make sure that higher fields will get water as well. Everybody's going to look up to Shemaim to daven for rain. There's three schusim that bring rain. B'schus ha'aretz, for the land, for Eretz Yisrael. B'schus ha'chesed, because of the chesed. Referring to the chesed that people do with each other. And b'pnei yisurim, either because of suffering or because of the tainis. You all learn from the same pasuk, because it says, im l'shevet, im le'artzoi, im le'chesed, im tzeheyu. So Shevet is Yisurim, Artzor is the land, Chesed. There's four things that cause the rain to stop. People that worship over the Zoro. Umigale Arayas, people that do Gilu Arayas. Veshoev Chedomim, people that murder. Someone who says he's going to give the Daka in public and never gives. Pavoin Oiv Dev Dezora, Minayin, how do we know the one's going to be Psukah for each one? So Avodah Zorah, how do we know? Talk about the Zorah. There won't be rain. We know Gilu Arayis, because it says the Technifi Eretz Biznusech Uberosech. And Ma'u Oinshe Shel Dover. So the pasuk speaks about Gilu Arayis as Nus, and then it says V'imonu Revivi Mumalkosh Lo Yod. There won't be no rain. Pavon Shev Chidor Minayin. We know that. Because it says Ki Adam Hu Yachnif Es Oretz. Hakiadam who yichan af al oritz, meaning he's going to bring chorin after the oritz, referring to shvichus damim. Ba'avoyin poiskim barabim vein anoistim inayin. I know people that say they'll give tzedakah and they don't give. Nesim v'ruach v'geshemayin. There is clouds, there's wind, but there's no rain. Ish mishalel b'matan sheker b'masas sheker. A person says he's going to give and he's lying. Chamishu shemus ikuruloi. There's five words we call a cloud. Id, av. Onon, nosi, chosis. Id minayin, how we know id? Ve'id yalem in oritz. That's the pasuk, id referring to a cloud. Av, so first of all, the one explains why it's called av. Shuma aves arkiya, it makes the sky look thick. Inea noichi bor alecha be'av onon, that's the pasuk that you see that the cloud is called av. Onon, shuhoises abirus anovim elu le'elu. It makes the abirus anovim, because people that don't have to come and ask the people that do have. And here we don't have to bring a pasuk because we said av onon already. Now, Nosi, what is Nosi? Why is the cloud called Nosi? Shosibalabatim kinesim. Again, because the people that do have rain, they're more chashuv. All the people have to come and ask for them for favors. And how do we know that a cloud is called Nesim? Malinesim mikzeh oritz. They're referring specifically to clouds. Chazis, why is a cloud called Chazis? Shu oisis sarkiya chizyonis chizyonis. It makes different shapes in the sky. And how do you know it's called that way? Hashem oisis chazizim. So the Gemara brought all the names, explains why it's called that way, and the Pasuk. The only thing the Gemara did not explain the reason why it's called is Eid. Reb Chaim brings the Midrash Rabbah that says, Shu shoyver idom shabali shorim. The people that are trying to increase prices, when there's rain, they can't increase prices. Says the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, quotes v'yoseh misanois v'loy misriyos. The first Shita holds that the cities around, they do tinies, but they don't blow shofar. Where do we take that from? Shekamatzanu b'yoyim kippurim misani v'loy misriyos. Because in Kippur, you see, you fast, but you don't blow shofar. Rabbi Akiva oimer misriyos v'loy misanois. Good Rabbi Akiva, they blow shofar, but they don't do tinies. Where do we find such a thing? Shekamatzanu b'rosh Hashanah misriyim v'loy misanim, that they blow shofar, they don't do a tinies. And as Ruchaim points out in the Mishnah, this goes well with the Rishonim that say that the reason why the davening is to make sure that they won't suffer from the fact that say doesn't have food. So that's why they compare it to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Tzayin.